The long lead timing of the endorsement is a bit unusual, but Jack's chamber leaders say it makes sense considering Curry's support for and success with the local business community. Curry says the chamber also appreciates that he's made good on promises like dealing with the city's pension debt and hiring more police officers to strengthen public safety. Though state crime data show an uptick in local violent crime a year after Curry took office, the mayor argues he's been digging Jacksonville out of a hole left by his predecessor, Alvin Brown.
Before I got into office, public safety had been neglected and had been cut. Almost 150 police officers had been cut. We restored those, plus 180 have been funded. We brought back community service officers. We've invested in technologies that identify where shootings happen, trace them to criminals. Great working relationship with the sheriff. We work together on how they police, and so the investment is there.
Brown is challenging North Florida Congressman Al Lawson in this year's Democratic primary. Curry is currently favored to win, but City Council President Anna Lopez Broche has said she isn't ruling out a run either. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.